Did you ever send any children out to collect turf?
No, not to collect it. We used to have the turf delivered. And a man used to come with a lorry and his daughter. And as you know, they used to put the turf under the stage. Now remember, I'm in there with my children, bang, bang, bang on the door, in would come this little man, wearing a little round bowler hat. He was very stout, and he stood in the middle of the hall while his daughter collected all the turf, walked all the way across, threw it underneath the stage, and still father stood there. Father stood, daughter carried every single bit of turf backwards and forwards. A whole lorry load this woman would have carried. And father didn't carry not even one. And then that turf was used simply to start the fires off. And we had the three there would have been. There was one there, wasn't there? There was a cylindrical stove and one at each end where your existing stoves are. And the caretaker would light paper and a few sticks and have the turfs. And then as they smouldered, then she would put on coke. And gradually the coke would burn, warm up, burn through, and that was the fire lighting for the week. And this used to happen every Sunday. And then on Friday afternoon, I was forbidden to put any more coke on the fire. However cold it was, I mustn't put any, because it all had to get cold, so that the caretaker could then on Saturday clean it all out and start it all up again on Sunday, and that was our heating.
Did you used to get money for jobs that you did?
Me? Good Lord, no.
You had to do them for love.
Yeah, we had to do them for love. We did. There was a shop when I was a little girl, but they didn't sell things for children to buy like they do now. My father used to buy a couple of pounds in weight of boiled sweets every week and put them in a big jar, and we got rewarded with a sweet if we were good.
Because
I had two brothers.
I can just take sweets whenever I like.
Mate. How amazing this young woman can take sweets when she likes from the jars at home.
We've got a shop just around the corner from my
school. Oh, I see. Now then, I've often wondered if they're there to hand, do you eat many?
Well, I don't. I don't like some chocolates. Some chocolates too rich.
But sometimes if you can get them, you don't want them, do you? It's only when you can't have them that you want them. And it still happens when you get old.